Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims. All right, ladies, you guys, I have a Paloma in one hand and bone broth in another hand. If you have listened or followed me in the past 5+ years, you know that I am completely obsessed with bone broth. I started down in kind of the past 5 years of getting into bone broth when bone broth, literally only the hippie granola women out there that were drinking it. And then it now has become a full on, I don't want to use the word fad, but it's full on in the zeitgeist. Here with me today is the queen of bone broth, the queen of nutrition. She is all about healing the gut and slowing the aging process. She's a certified nutritionist and physician who helps her patients reduce dangerous belly fat to become slimmer, younger, sexier. I added sexier and healthier. Dr. Kellyanne, here we go.
Let's just like dig right in. Like beauty really is about energy. And so what I love to see, these beautiful women like you, that's why I was so drawn to you, these beautiful women that have this great energy that know how to build foundational beauty. Because that's really what it's about. We got to build foundational beauty.
You're quoted as saying bone broth isn't just broth. It isn't just soup. It's concentrated healing. This broth is nutrient-rich, liquid gold, one of the world's oldest and most powerful medicinal foods. And I love that because I can't really explain. We've done a lot of articles on mollysims.com about the powers of bone broth, but I really wanted to have you on the podcast today to really talk about why exactly is it liquid gold and why does every woman need it?
I've been doing health and wellness and nutrition for 2 decades. And when I stumbled across something that pulled as many levers as bone broth, I got super, super excited. And by the way, with my training and everything that I've done, there's a lot of things I could be talking about. I spend my time talking about bone broth. It's because I've never seen this kind of nutritional magic. It's like compounded nutrition. So let's talk about what that means. First of all, you've got this gelatin in there. And gelatin is like the biggest home run in nutrition. And so people are thinking like, oh, I eat my Jell-O. Let me stab some of that Jell-O. It's got no calories. You know, I love it. I love the flavors. It's not like the gelatin that's in Jell-O. It's totally different. The gelatin in bone broth is truly a whole food gelatin. And what that means, it's good for your hair, your skin, your nails, your teeth. Everything that gives us that foundational beauty, bam, it hits that button. It's also got a lot of amino acids in there. And when you think about what really beauty is and what health is, it's about constantly upbuilding. We have to somehow get ourselves to constantly recycle and refurbish. That's what this is all about, regeneration. Mm-hmm. And what I love about amino acids, it's the proteins in there, they help rebuild you. It's got minerals in there. There's tons of minerals, which you need for every gate, every channel of your body. And then there's just great protein. So it's got all of these things. And what I love the most is that it's got all these things, low calorie. And one of the amino acids is called glycine. And this guy we need to know about, because glycine is why bone broth is magic. Because here's the thing. We all want this restful night's sleep. We're craving it. We're dying for restful night's sleep. At the same time, we want to be like pumped all day. So what glycine does, it gives you this restorative sleep. And at the same time, it energizes you. It's like the oxymoron of nutrition. And somehow it's in that bone broth and it makes us feel relaxed and energized at the same time. I mean, I wake up like a rocket ship. And I know that's because of bone broth.
All right, you guys, we're going to be right back. This one is for all the mamas out there. And if you're not a mama, well, then you can just listen and tell your friends. I'm sure a few of you have already seen the video where I break down all the vitamins we take. My family and I really try to make it fun. So then taking vitamins doesn't really seem like a chore. We keep all of them in a clear Lazy Susan in the kitchen so we don't forget to take them. I've been sick and tired of how typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise and filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and all the other gummy junk that growing kids really should never eat. And then I discovered Hiya, the pediatrician-approved superpower chewable vitamin. While other vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can cause a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar. That's right, zero sugar and zero gummy junk. And it tastes great, even for the pickiest of eaters, like some of my kids. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and is sent straight to your door in packaged families love so parents can have one less thing to worry about. Speaking of worrying, did you know that 93% of kids don't eat enough fruits and vegetables? Hiya is made from a blend of 12 farm-fresh fruits and vegetables and supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to support a healthy immune system, energy levels, brain function, mood, teeth, bones, and more. Hiya arrives straight to your door on a pediatrician-recommended schedule. Your first month comes with a reusable glass bottle your kids can personalize with stickers. Scarlett has hers covered with butterflies. Then every month thereafter, Hiya sends a no-plastic refill pouch of fresh vitamins, which means Hiya isn't just good for your kids, it's also good for the environment. We've worked out a special offer with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Lipstick on the Rim listeners receive 50% off your first order. Yes, that's how much I love you guys and I love Hiya. To claim this deal, go to hiyahealth.com/lipstick or enter lipstick at checkout. That's hiyahealth.com/lipstick and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Full discount applied at checkout.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez, and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend, or a friend of a friend. See you there.
I mean, you can ask my team. I have literally been drinking bone broth consecutively. Like, I'll drink like 3 or 4 mugs a day of bone broth. It's warm.
3 or 4? You're a lightweight. I chug the stuff. And I love that she says that. I love that Molly just said that. But I'm telling you, I have a pot on the stove. I have it everywhere I go. I live off of this because it's the best thing for cravings and crashes, best thing you can have for dieting and weight loss if you want that. It's the best thing that you can have for lifting up the skin, for plumping up the skin. And the women who drink it like yourself, that's why, you know, you wonder, like, you know, you've got 3 kids, you're running around all the time. I love your posts. They're funny as hell. And I'm watching this and I'm like, the reason why she can do it is because she knows what to do. Like, you don't look the way you do just because of genetics. You look the way you do because you know what to do.
That's the one thing, like, my mom, you know, always taught me. She was always striving to do better, to feel better about myself. She always said, if you want to change something about yourself, why not? It was never like, oh, no, don't do that. Like, why would you do that? Just be happy the way you are. My mom kind of took it a step further and saying, like,
No, if you're unhappy about something, how can we change it? How do you, what makes you feel good about yourself? And she was a really big proponent in my life of change. I know you talked about, and for all the listeners, we're going to give you Dr. Kellyanne's recipe on mollysims.com of her bone broth, because it can be a little complicated, but not complicated at all. But she has a really incredible recipe. And I want to also get to weight loss, but let's talk about what tips you have to pair bone broth with other foods. Like, what would you, if you were saying to someone, here's my meal plan for the day, and then do you recommend bone broth cleanses?
Mm-hmm. So the best way to have bone broth, there's two ways. If you say, Dr. Kellyanne, I'm not really into programs, I just want to get the job done, what do I do? I say, have 2 mugs a day. So that's like your foundational prescription. I don't want to be bothered, just tell me what to do plan. Have 2 mugs a day.
Does it matter if it's chicken or beef? Like, does it matter what type of bone broth you're drinking?
So the nutritional profile is slightly different, not a whole lot. One thing I did find is that with beef bone broth, because the nutritional profile is slightly different, it does make your hair a little shinier than chicken. Okay. It does give you a little bit more of that shine in the hair. And I think it increases the diameter of your hair, maybe a little bit more than chicken. But I will tell you, for most people, they want familiar tastes. People don't like to step outside of what's not normal, so to speak. Chicken is very normal for people, and it's an easy jump, because, you know, bone broth, it's nothing like, if you're thinking like, let me just go out and start drinking chicken soup. I got to tell you, it's like a complete polar opposite. Chicken soup in a can is nothing like bone broth. So let me just tell your readers, listeners, watchers, all of them, let me just tell them why it's so different, because you are simmering this broth for a long period of time. And that's when all the goodness comes out. It's in that simmering process that marrow and all of the things that we want, the collagen, that's why you get the jiggle, right? So you want the jiggle in the broth. And if you ever want to test it out, you stick it in the refrigerator and you see how much of that layer of jiggle that you get. And you know, you've got a lot of that gelatin.
I know. I just want to say, like, don't be alarmed at the jiggly gelatin. You need the jiggly gelatin. Like, I was like, oh, I'm just going to take this part off. I'm like, that's the most important part.
So if you don't want the jiggle on your butt, you got to keep the jiggle in your cup. I don't know how else to make this clean. It's like, so that jiggle stuff is like Spanx for the face, because here's what happens. When you start drinking bone broth, the miracle really is in the ability that it has to heal and seal the gut, because you have something called the gut skin axis. And I'm not going to get technical, but only to tell you that your gut is directly related, undisputably, there's mounds of research. It's directly related to your skin.
Yes.
So the more healed and sealed and well populated your gut, you're going to glow. You're going to have that nice hair. You're going to have that energy. Your immune system is going to be a force. You're going to have that armor around you. All of these things are going to happen. And I just got to the point where I thought, gosh, I don't really want to talk about much else, because this bone broth stuff, it seems to be doing everything. And really, when you dial into it and you get down to it, it's because of this ability that it has to really layer and seal and build that really strong intestinal wall, so food particles can't penetrate through and stuff doesn't belong in your bloodstream. Because when stuff gets in your bloodstream that doesn't belong there, you have like this massive alarm attack that goes on in your body. And it says, something's wrong, something's wrong. And what that something wrong does to you is it creates inflammation. And inflammation is the common underpinning for every modern day disease that we have. I'm talking about diabetes. I'm talking about cancer. I'm talking about heart disease. I'm talking about obesity. All of it falls under that window. And the gut is where it starts.
Listen, and inflammation, you know, it's a terrible word and it leads to terrible things. Okay, everyone, I want you to take a big, deep breath in and out. And I want to share how you can turn your home office bedroom
into an oasis. We recently got a Vitruvi diffuser that is beautiful and looks honestly like a piece of art in any room. They also have a lineup of 100% pure essential oils, which are safe to breathe in on a daily basis. Vitruvi's team are experts in natural scenting. No scent is too overpowering. There's nothing I dislike more than when I walk into a room and it smells like a bottle of perfume fell over and broke. Their aromas allow you to take ownership of your home. Whether you want to feel energized, relaxed, or maybe something in between, diffusing essential oils instantly transforms your space. Vitruvi has three unique diffuser models to choose from. The classic ceramic stone that doubles as decor to the cordless move diffuser that scents every corner of your home. No cord required. The long-lasting stay diffuser runs for 18 hours, scenting your space from wake-ups to wind-downs. Their luxurious essential oil blends are expertly created to help you set the tone in your home from a.m. to p.m. It's soothing and calming, helpful for winding down after a really long day. There's Retreat. It's tropical and restorative, perfect for making your home smell like a relaxing spa. And lastly, my favorite, there is Boost. It's juicy and light, best diffused while your morning coffee is brewing, prepping for your to-do list. Their natural plant-based oils are made without silicones, parabens, and synthetic fragrances. They are 100% pure vegan and cruelty-free. For our Lipstick on the Rim listeners, we're giving you 20% off your next purchase. Visit vitruvi.com/lipstickontherim and use lipstick20. LIPSTICK20 to get 20% off your next purchase. Okay, so a meal plan. Give me your typical meal plan on what Dr. Kellyanne eats and drinks in a day.
Yeah. So I like to have what I call the basic foundational foods, and I have them about 80% of the time. And 20% of the time, I have a whole lot of fun, and I can. You have to earn that. You have to earn that by having your inflammation low. So I try to fast as much as I can. Don't let that scare you. This is not a hard knuckle fast. But what I try to do is whatever I do for dinner, and I go out to dinner a lot, by the way, a lot. And I can still live this lifestyle by going out to dinner.
Can you say that one more time? Because I think our listeners don't. They think it's like an all or nothing. Can you say that you go out to dinner all the time and you still look like this and you still follow a meal plan? You still follow something.
I do. I have cocktails. I will tell you, I have cocktails. I go to parties. I have fun. And if I am somewhere where the pasta is so good, that pasta is falling on my plate. If I go to someplace where the baguette is so good, it's falling on my plate. The thing is, it's what you do most of the time. It's your everyday hits. So what am I thinking about when I get up in the morning? The first thing I want to do, and I want to teach everyone to do this, you've got to learn to stay in touch with your body. So you want to do a body scan. You have to wake up and instantly learn to connect to your body. How am I feeling today? What kind of energy do I have? You have to learn to meet your body's needs, because sleep, if you don't get enough sleep, your face falls. If you don't get enough hydration, you got wrinkles. You have no energy. You don't pay attention to your gut. Those wrinkles, they start happening on the inside, and then those wrinkles happen on the outside. So what you have to do in order to avoid all that, it's not hard. And this is not a scary conversation. This is just self-awareness. How do I feel? Do I feel like I'm really tired? Do I feel like I'm dehydrated? You know, do a check and answer those needs, because there's some days you're going to say, this is not a day I should be working out. Or this is a day where you have to say, I got to get back to it. I got to get back to it. This is a day where I have to say, you know what? I need to really cut back on the carbs. This is a day where I have to cut back on the carbs. It's personal play. It's not one-stop shop. So all these programs that you see from the Dr. Kellyanne brand, they are designed to do one thing. They are designed to reduce inflammation head to toe. They are designed to get your blood sugar where you need it to be, and there to get your gut health in order, to get those cells in your gut to turn over with fresh, good, raw material. Because when you learn to do this, and when you change the relationship you have with food and have that food connect with you in that certain way, you are on fire. This is like the ultimate liberation, because you're not living feeling aimless and feeling like you have to go on a diet, you have to do this. It's not a cheat, it's a choice. And you can do this once you get the inflammation out of your body And you just have to learn to totally command and take control of your body and what you eat. So it's this easy, guys. So I wake up, I do my body check, I do my body scan. You know what? I'm feeling puffy today. I'm puffy. I've got to reel it back in. You know how to reel it back in. Here's what I do. I always have a pot of broth on the stove, in the slow cooker, wherever. I cannot recommend this to you enough. And Molly, you can be a testament to this. I cannot tell you how many supermodels that I have as patients, as clients that I've had throughout the years. Everyone you see on red carpet, I guarantee you 50% of them I've consulted. And we have figured out a way. How do you flush the fat? How do you flush the fat? So bloating is like the big thing. So what I love about broth and how I got into brothing was the first thing it does, the first line of attack, is it starts to debloat you. So you want to have this pot of broth on the stove all the time. That's like your core thing. And then you just have to learn how to build a plate. And then your fairy dust, which is the stuff you're not really, it's not really foundational foods, it's fairy dust, but you know you can have it once in a while and it's totally okay. And you gotta be at peace. Here's the thing, you have to choose joy over pain.
I 100% agree with that.
So you wanna be beautiful? Don't be in pain all the time. You can't. And a lot of it is a choice. Even relationships, like so many things that we choose, we actually move towards pain when we don't need to be. Mm-hmm. Don't make food part of the pain plan. Just choose joy and start making things a choice, and you got to let things go.
Are you gluten-free, dairy-free? Do you eat more protein, vegetables? What do you eat in the mornings?
Okay. I delay eating as much as I can. I usually eat about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And so I have couple of things that I choose. I love eggs. They work for me. They have choline in them. They have biotin in them. They're actually really good at building the membranes of the skin. That's why I love eggs so much. And they're actually a fat transporter. A lot of this talk that we have about cholesterol and all that, you look at the science, a lot of it you'll find is actually not accurate. So having eggs and avocado really puts me in such a good frame for my mind. And I want everyone to know, like, the first thing that you eat sets the stage for the entire day. Make no mistake.
Wait, can you say that one more time? I love that.
Yep. The first thing that you eat in the morning definitely, undeniably sets the stage for the entire day. So that's the time you want to choose wisely. So I might have eggs. I might have avocado. It really depends on the time I have, how much time I have, what I have to do that day. And Molly, you know, like when you do camera work and you do camera work a lot, you know, you're in your head a little bit more. And I will tell you that this year, so I try to think about growth, and I'm always trying to grow, and I'm even trying to grow not only as a health expert, but also as an entrepreneur. And one of the things about layering content, as we call it in the business, trying to do content and get content out to the public, I had to learn, and this has been 6 months in the making for me learning this, to let it go, mm-hmm. to build foundational beauty, however, and not worry about every single angle, about up lighting, down lighting, how things look. I had to learn at some point that I'm going to let this go. And I'm going to know that, you know, that my voice and my message, I'm going to be bigger than that in my head. I'm not going to worry so much about that. I'm going to build foundational beauty, do what I know how to do. And when it gets far off, and we all go to hell in a handbasket, I don't care who you are. I don't care what expert you are. I don't care what guru you are. I know them all. We all go to hell in a handbasket. Okay. But what I'm here to tell you about today is that, you know, you can let that go, because after today's conversation, you're going to know what to do. I'm telling you, I know it sounds so benign and it sounds so small compared to what you might be feeling in your head. But if you start just eating fatty fish, things like salmon, things like mackerel, things like, you know, sardines, I know it sounds crazy, but they're actually so good for beauty. Mm-hmm. Start eating these fatty fish.
Those omega fatty acids.
So there's omega 6 and there's omega 3 fatty acids. And what you want to do is get good fatty acids in your body. Here's why. They build the cellular membranes. They build your fatty acid profile. When you have your fatty acid profile built and built really well, your skin is like a bouncy ball. Your skin is like a bouncy ball, and it just really changes it, and it keeps it nice and uplifted. So you can control these things by nutrition, and you can control these things by some of the supplements. And what I'm trying to do is give you really easy hacks, which are, we hear a lot about, you know, paleo type of diets, and nobody wants to label these things anymore because it sounds hard and it sounds expensive. And it sounds like it's not inclusive of what everyone can do. But all these diets, and a lot of them are designed to do, is just teach you within each food macro, protein, carb, fat, what are the good stuff? So you just have to remember, protein, lean, good proteins, do what you can afford. Okay, don't, because if you start stressing out about not having the best, that's cortisol, that's stress hormones. Mm-hmm. It's going to break your skin down anyway. It's going to break your body down anyway. So you can't stress out. Do the best you can, but be honest about what you can afford. It's what I tell people. It's about prioritizing. There are people who rather prioritize other things than high quality food. Fine. But right. Just understand, you have to be really honest about this, that when you're talking about meat and when you're talking about proteins, the highest quality is always the best.
I agree.
Yep. So, and then you want to get healthy fats in your diet. Don't be afraid of them.
I know people, you know, healthy fats, it's what you said. It goes to your skin. It goes to the cellular level of your body, the bounce back, like you were saying.
All right, you guys, we're going to be right back. There's nothing I enjoy more than hitting the reset button every once in a while. Now, for those of you who know me, I am an animal when it comes to decluttering and purging my closet. It's something I do 4 to 5 times a year, and it always puts me in a better mood. Everything needs a reset, especially your hair. And if your hair is a little overdue for the same treatment, it's time for the Clarifying Detox Shampoo from Way. I have used so many styling products between all of our shoots, red carpets, events, work, that the detox shampoo gets all the gunk out when I need it the most. After I use it, my hair feels light, fresh, and most of all, clean. I try it once a week to neutralize the product buildup, oil, dirt, and hard water from your scalp without stripping away the moisture. And honestly, a little tip out there for all the girls who color their hair, make sure you detox your hair before you put on color. So make sure you use this detox shampoo to get all that gunk out. It has a combination of apple cider vinegar and keratin to exfoliate and balance your scalp. Plus, it smooths frizz and creates a lustrous shine. It's great for all hair types, even if you have a keratin treatment, color chemicals, and yes, even a Brazilian blowout. Okay, also, I know you heard me say apple cider vinegar. Don't think it's going to smell that vinegary stench. Their signature fragrance completely hides it. It's infused with rose, bergamot, lychee, cedarwood, white musk. It's called the Melrose Place fragrance. Explore their full collection of cruelty, sulfate, and paraben-free hair care, body, and fragrance products. When you're ready to undo some damage, hit the reset button with the Way Detox Shampoo. Go to theouai.com and use code LIPSTICK to get 15% off your entire purchase.
Before we switch gears, do you recommend doing bone broth cleanses, or do you recommend just daily, weekly, yearly, just it is part of your daily meal plan, your daily regimen?
One of the best things that you can do is just like follow this mantra, which is nutrition in, toxins out. What I love about bone broth, it really allows your body to do this mild but effective detox. So I actually love cleansing with bone broth. I love it. So what I do is I actually do what I call the twofer. Like I do a combo, and I do a lot of broths and I do a lot of juicing. So I don't do juicing exclusively because I want to keep building up my collagen. I don't want a stringy look. I want a really built up look. I want to keep my lean muscle mass. It's another thing about glycine that's in the bone broth. This is why this makes it different than a lot of other cleansing. You want to keep your collagen built up because you want to come out of a cleanse really looking like your skin is uplifted. Your muscle mass is still maintained. What you don't want is that kind of that tired, stringy feeling, like feeling more depleted than when you started. That's not the point. That's not what you want.
Okay. So this is literally my next question. You also live and die by collagen, right? So it's bone broth first, and then collagen is a little bit of a second place. Will you tell us how to incorporate it into our diet, why we need it, what foods we can get by drinking it, taking it, doing supplements? You sell hot chocolate, collagen coffee, collagen protein. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit to us about like the benefits of collagen. It's, again, it's one of those words like kale. It's in the zeitgeist. Like same with bone broth. Collagens have been around a little bit longer, but it's really still very important for your diet.
It really is, because collagen, if you think about it like this, collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. And it's the protein that's the glue that holds us together. So when you want to think about uptight and lifted, think collagen. So uptight and lifted is collagen. When those little membranes start to break down, that's when you start to sag. And that's when we get the cellulite. And that's when we get all the things that we find unbecoming. So studies are showing us that you can actually start supplementing this collagen and it's effective. So here's why we need to do it. Because Molly, actually after the age of 20, we start breaking down about 1% of our collagen every year.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. And the wonderful, amazing thing is we have ways to replace it. So the younger you get this message, the better, the absolute better. Start replacing it as soon as you can. So think about bone broth like whole food nutrition, okay? It's like, it's a whole complete food. Great. It does many things. Think about collagen as something that's not, doesn't have all the nutrition that bone broth has, but here's what it does have. It has that great upbuilding protein and it has the power to heal your gut. So what I tell people is one of my favorite ways to do collagen is in shakes. Shakes are easy. They're a great way to control calories, so to speak. And I'm not a big person on you know, micromanaging calories, but it's a great way to get a really healthy snack, even sometimes a meal. You can get that with collagen powders. And also collagen, you can also have it just as a powder that has no taste, no flavor at all. And you can put this on everything. You can put it on everything.
That's great.
But what you want to do is have it as a daily beat. So it's what you do, again, all the time that matters. So when you're thinking about collagen and how can I put collagen in my diet? How can I make it work? Think about it like this. What do I already do that I can attach it to? So say you're a person that has coffee every morning, you know, throw some in your coffee. There's even chocolate collagen. That's how I do it. I put chocolate collagen in my coffee and I mix it up and it tastes like a mocha. That's awesome. So, or maybe you have a shake and it's a great way, by the way, kids love these shakes.
I feel like I don't get enough collagen. Do you recommend collagen for kids as well?
I do. I think it's great for kids because it's a great protein. And think about it, tendons, ligaments, all of that stuff. It's helpful for all of that. And our kids are active and they're moving around a lot. So it's really great for all the connective tissue, everything that connects our body. And again, it's the most abundant protein in our body. So it's always helpful to keep supplementing that.
I'm so going to do that. You talk a lot on your socials about anti-aging hacks that won't break the bank. Can you recommend to our audience some things? I've heard you say lemon water, lifting weights. What are some of the hacks that you can do?
I love lemon water. You know why? Because lemon water is, I talk about a lot about cleansing and how I love to cleanse. And lemon water is one of those things that you can put in your body every day that kind of gives your body a mild cleanse. So start your day, lemon water. It's awesome. I love it. It makes your eyes really bright and clear. It does. And I love that. So, you know, beauty is like a head to toe thing. It's like having that shiny hair. It's having that uplifted, beautiful skin. It's having those white, piercing eyes. So everything I talk about and everything I do kind of leads to that. So another thing that you can do for beauty that's inexpensive, honestly, you got to exercise. And here's why, because your oxygen circulates in your body. It sends this tornado in your body after you exercise of oxygen. So that goes in, swooshes through your body. That is so healing to everything. And your cells love this because you want your cells to flow like a river. You don't want them stuck like a swamp. And things like exercise are absolutely vital to meet this need. So you want that oxygen swishing in your body. Now, another thing, this is so simple, but understanding that we actually have five lobes to our lungs. We've got two on the left, we've got three on the right. And what people don't get, this is what we miss. We have to push air to the very lower end of the lobes of our lungs, and we never do. So if you want to oxygenate the body, and again, oxygen is like, whew, it's that alive. It makes you feel alive and effervescent, and it gets everything working and churning in your body. Have some breath awareness. Take some deep breaths and maybe slow down your breathing a little bit. These are all really important, and they have so much to do with the word I created, which is called beautiosity. Oxygen helps your beautiosity.
I stopped exercising for a little while because I've had some back issues. I'm going to have the back issues whether I exercise or not. And I will say I've had so much more energy, and I am one to love exercising, but I had to go back to doing Pilates and breathing. And I will say, like, just by really focusing on my breathing, I actually have more energy. I am not one to deep breathe. Like,
I'm telling you, it's an energy hack.
I know.
So if I was, Pfizer, and I came out with this medicine and I listed everything that exercise did on this bottle, there would be a short supply in an hour. Everybody would want this medicine. I mean, exercise is the best medicine that we have. It really is. It's one of the high level, I talk about, like, what are the high level things? The high level things are things like sleep. You have to have sleep. Because again, if you don't sleep, nothing works. Your skin sags. You've got to have water. You've got to have about half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 100 pounds,
I am working on that. Everybody knows I have a hard time, but I'm actually drinking so much water. I know you guys are tired of me saying this, but drink through a straw. You drink more water. You have recommended to not only use lemon in your water, but to also add lime. Why is that?
Lime is really interesting because lime helps everything else work. It does something to your blood sugar. It's a stabilizer. It's kind of like cinnamon in that way. Cinnamon, by the way, you should put on everything and anything.
I put it in my coffee every morning.
That's one of the best things that you can do. I mean, cinnamon and turmeric should be everywhere. Turmeric, there actually have been studies linking turmeric to increasing your brain cells, making you think better brain cells. So all of these things are really important. And when you just start living this way and you just start incorporating just a couple of these things, you don't have to do everything I'm saying, but if you just start doing a couple of them, and one of the things that I love now that's out, Molly, and I don't know if you've had anyone on your show talk about this or you've been interfaced with this, but those continuous blood sugar monitors, I am totally juiced about these. These are like little monitors that you wear on your arm, okay? And you track your blood sugar throughout the day on your phone.
No, what is it called?
Oh my God. Just when you Google it, continuous blood sugar monitor.
Well, it's funny. That was my next question. How do we cut sugar? I actually take metformin. Dominic Reed put me on it a while ago, but how do we get our blood sugar lower and more and level? And how do we cut the sugar? Is it just being very disciplined? Because I do get in my lime through my Palomas. I just want you to know that. I know you'll be proud of me that I definitely get my limes through my Palomas. But how do we cut sugar? Because it's so hard. It's so hard.
So if you have sugar, so let's just get to the chase here. Because there's a lot of people out there are going to say, yeah, whatever. Okay. If you have sugar, have it from sources like from the raw food community. They've got some stuff out there. Have it from fruit, have grain free. I can't stress this enough. If you're going to have like an ice cream thing, you want to have something like sherbet. There's ways to have better desserts, but to cut it out completely, the best way to do that. And if you start tracking your blood sugar, I think this is going to be like, I think everyone's going to know about this in the next year. And I think it's going to change the face of nutrition is monitoring live beat by beat, minute by minute, knowing what your blood sugar is doing is going to freak the hell out of people. They're going to be shocked. So the best way to control this is, nobody wants to hear this word again, but I'm telling you, intermittent fasting. starts regulating your blood sugar really fast. So here's what I would do. 2 non-consecutive days a week, sip on bone broth during the day and have a meal at night. And that meal at night should be protein, fibrous carb, and a fat. Now, why do I emphasize fibrous carbs? Because there's 2 kind of lanes to carbs. There's the fibrous carbs, which we all know about. It's the green stuff. And then there's the starchier carbs. Now, the starchier carbs our brain loves. It makes our brain work. And when we start feeling like we're bonking, it's either because we're A, in the carb flu, which means your body's switching, its metabolic flexibility is happening, or it's because we need more carbs. So I'm not advocating that we cut out these starchier carbs. I'm not a fan of that. It doesn't work. But if you want to start regulating blood sugar 2 non-consecutive days a week, you want to have some protein. You want to have a fibrous carb and drizzle some oil over that, or have, you know, a half of an avocado with it or something like that, some coconut chips, some olives, some kind of really good, get me pumped up kind of fat. And don't be afraid of the fat again. Just understand, in order to burn fat, you have to eat fat.
Okay, say that again. In order to burn fat, you have to eat fat.
Unquestionably, to burn fat, eat fat all day, every day. It's the only way it actually really happens, and happens for sustainability and happens well over a long period of time.
To burn fat, you got to eat fat.
You got to eat fat. But the hinge is you got to eat the right kind of fat.
The right kind of fat.
Right kind of fat. So the fatty fish I talked about, things like salmon, things like mackerel, things like sardines. You want to eat things like avocado. You want to eat things like walnuts and, you know, nuts, some nuts and seeds. You want to eat things like olive oil, but you don't want to cook it. You want to drizzle it as much as you can. You want macadamia nut oil, which nobody knows about. And it's a great oil. It's a buttery, delicious, you know, fantastic oil. You want to go and buy coconut chips and like munch on some coconut chips. And by the way, not only are they great to burn fat, but they're also great to crush cravings. When people say, you know, about 3 o'clock or what, I start getting cravings, or what do I do about cravings? I say, grab some fat. It's a circadian rhythm. So everybody has the circadian rhythm. So you got to know your rhythm. Okay. So start to become this again. This is that connection with your body and understanding. Okay. Here's my dip time. I know the time where I'm going to hit the skitter. Okay. This is my hit the skitter time. So, you know, what do I do?
My dip
and so what
time.
I do, okay. So here's what I do, Molly. I love this. I take bone broth and I put some MCT oil in it.
Okay.
Bam. It's so good for your skin, your brain. It makes you feel good.
I used to put it in my coffee and then, I don't know, I just kind of got, I don't know, I got over it.
You got away with it. Well, you got away from it, but start putting it in your, we all, you know, go back and forth and, you know, make left and right turn. We're like bumper cars, you know, we're always hitting and then backing up, going the other way. It's normal. But so putting it in bone broth is really, it's a game changer, fat in bone broth.
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. As you know, we're obsessed with all things beauty, and we're even more obsessed with products that are not only good for us, but for the environment that work. Now, you guys have heard me talk about this clean beauty brand before, Osea. They have been making products that do just that for over 25 years. They're the pioneer when it comes to clean beauty. All of their products are just straight up luxurious. They have award-winning cleansers, serums, and face moisturizers, and they're known for their amazing body products, like their famous Undaria Algae Body Oil. I honestly don't take care of my body enough like I do my face, and this is the most luxurious body oil I've used in a while. It feels luxurious, rich, not greasy or sticky, and really absorbs into the skin, and it leaves my skin with the most beautiful glow. My body lotion definitely can't do this. I'm also a little bit of a snob when it comes to scents. It has this sexy citrus smell that instantly makes me feel like I'm at the spa. All of their products have subtle scent that's refreshing yet still light. Osea's products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate-neutral, created with sustainable source seaweed, and made in good old California. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Experience your new favorite clean skincare line with a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code LIPSTICK at OseaMalibu.com. OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Trust me. Go to OseaMalibu.com and use code LIPSTICK.
What about caffeine? You've talked about coffee, kombucha, and Diet Coke. What are your thoughts on those options?
Well, Diet Coke is dead to me. And I'm sorry. So I don't mince any words when it comes to like me doing and saying what I think is best for you. There's nothing advantageous at all about Coke, Diet Coke, any of it. It's think about it like this. Think about something that you're putting in your body that's literally eroding your body. There is nothing fascinating, nothing good about it. Whatever craving or addiction that you have, start drinking Zevia. So Zevia is, they sell it pretty widely, and they even have a cola version and I think it's even a caffeine-free cola if you want that, but it's a soda brand that's sweetened with a little stevia that I can get past. It's okay, it's fine, but start looking for other alternatives. It's incredibly addicting. So be kind to yourself. This is not me browbeating.
And so caloric as well. And if it's not caloric, it's aspartame. And like, it's like you said, it's bad. It's like putting gas in, like the wrong gas in your body.
It's trickery. It's like charred glass in your body, nicking and scrapping and like causing all kind of crazy stuff in your body. And it's really trickery because there's nothing okay about it being on the market, but it's okay. But you just have to know that's a no. That's a big X. That's a no. Kombucha, there's some benefits to gut healing with kombucha. It's a fermented bacteria is basically what it is. It's not for everyone. Not everybody likes the taste. Not everybody likes the flavor. But if it's something that you like and there's not a whole lot of sugar in it, you know, I'm all for that. I love green teas and matchas and things like that. I think matcha is one of the greatest things in the world because it gives you a slow, steady lift. And it also has L-theanine and a lot of other really powerful antioxidants that are great for anti-aging. And again, it's that slow, steady lift and it's not that crash and burn caffeine high.
Do you believe in caffeine?
I do. I think caffeine can be very beneficial. A vasodilator, I think it gets things flowing. I think it's great for thought. I think it's great for creativity. And I think there's a whole lot of benefits. Here's what's bad. If you don't understand the half-life of caffeine. So what I mean by this, a half-life is the amount of time it takes for half of that substance to leave your body. So the half-life of caffeine, you have to be careful of. If you have caffeine too late, you'll have it in your body. You'll still have it in your body. So you have to be very careful. Don't have caffeine past noon or whatever your time stop is. But a lot of people are having that 2 or 3 o'clock cup of coffee, and then they have agita at night. You can't.
You can't.
You probably still have some caffeine in your body. So I think as long as you have it early enough in the day, I think it can be a really positive force as long as you're keeping it healthy and you're not putting a lot of crappy creamers and stuff like that in there.
We talk a lot about beauty, and I really want to talk quickly about your Bella Biotics because you have a whole beautiful skin plan, your guide to creating lasting foundational beauty from the inside and out. Will you quickly talk about it? You guys, you can get this from Dr. Kellyanne, but it's called Bella Biotics, probiotics, Dermaval, and Korean mint.
Yeah. So I have to tell you, I could get on like the biggest pedestal. I've not been this excited about a product since bone broth. And I'm saying that truly from my heart. I wanted to create a beauty product. And because of the gut skin axis, I knew it had to do something to do a whole lot for the gut, to really be a game changer. So like most probiotics out there, one of the things it does, Bella Biotics addresses digestive health by colonizing the gut. But there's two strains in there that are really beneficial. One is called L-paracasi. And L-paracasi, I want you to think about it like this. It strengthens the gut wall. So in just most probiotics, they just colonize. They just, give us that great bacteria. This actually strengthens the gut wall. And when this happens, it protects the outer layer of the skin. Big bonus. Also, it's got something in there called L-lactase. Think about L-lactase as moisturizing the skin. It's good for skin hydration. So what I noticed in taking this product, and I have to get to another ingredient that's very important. When my skin keeps getting creamier and softer.
And normally as you age, it goes the other way. Normally it gets drier and drier and thinner.
I've had it all happen. I've had it all happen at my age. That's why I knew that, I want to do something beyond. I want to do something that's going to take bone broth and 10X it. And then it's got Dermaval and this Agatri in there. And Dermaval, we were just talking about sugar, sweet, all that stuff. It inhibits the production of something called a lactase. So a lactase is something that it's terrible. Lactase, you don't want that, ages you like rapid fire. And whenever you eat anything sweet, that heightens. So this blocks that. So think about it like blocking the negative effects of sugar, of any glucose that we have. So I really like that because we get sweet in so many different things. So I love that it naturally blocks that. And then the agave, this is a really powerful antioxidant. And this antioxidant is very particular about making sure that it protects our cellular membrane. So why do we care? Because this is where all the collagen is built. It's this layer, it's this matrix, it's the extracellular matrix. So it helps build collagen. And by the way, let me just say something about this agave, this Korean agave mint. Nobody else in the country has this. The only reason why I have this formulation is because I have a long-standing relationship with the scientist, Dr. Sook. That is the only reason why I was able to get this. We are the only ones that have it. It also has lycopene, vitamin A, vitamin E, and these type of vitamins and supplements. And this is something I really want. They protect you against blue light. So we're all sitting in front of our computers. We're doing all this nonsense all the time. So skin hydration protects you against blue light. It helps keep your collagen built up. It helps lift the skin. It does all of these things, all this protection, that on top, of course, providing this digestive health. And I can tell you the testimonials that are coming in are incredible. I'm so excited about this more than anything that I've done since bone broth. So yay.
Yay. And I love that, you know, beauty is just about as much as it is on the inside as it is on the outside. And I think that's where I love you because you focus so much on the inside. But I have to ask a little bit of the outside. Do you have any favorite products, skin, hair? Are you loving like a certain foundation, mascara, lip?
You know what I've been using that I really like? I love Bobbi Brown's Jones Road. She's got these creams. And I've been using the creams. I really like that.
Especially as you get older, I always say I'm like green cream because the powders tend to crease a little more, especially if you have a tendency to be dry. Creams, you can kind of massage them in throughout the day.
And then Gucci has those sticks and they are absolutely dynamite. She's got one. It's a clear gloss. What is the name of it? I forget. Glow stick. Her gloss. And, you know, it's really good. What it does, I love it. I put it right through here and it gives you this look.
She's talking about just on her cheekbones. It's like almost like a gloss and it's like a highlighter. It's in a little black tube. Yeah, we just had Lo Bosworth on and she said the same thing. I'm a huge fan of Gucci. She's a really good friend. Let's talk about your hair. Is there anything like, do you use hair supplements? I mean, I know you do the bone broth and you've got your Bella Biotics, but is there anything special you do? Do you take a pill? Do you do a formulation? Do you do?
Yep. So biotin is great for hair, for people out there that are, you know, needing more and they want more for their hair. But I'm telling you, the quintessential like aha about collagen and bone broth is that it actually increases the diameter of your hair and it makes it glossier. So the real care that I do, I mean, I use Virtue shampoo. I like the Virtue. It's nice. Yep. It's a really nice shampoo. Anyone who's looking for something new and they want to try something different.
K18 is also a great protein. It's biomedical. It's great for breakage and really strengthening your hair. You'll love that as well. Virtue, I love as well. They've got a great restorative mask that I really like.
I love that product. And also I love Buxom on the lips. So Buxom is best stuff. I got to just say, I mean, my team laughs at me all the time. I'm like, where's my Buxom? Where's my Buxom? It makes your lips really plump. And I kind of love it. I love the color Mud Slide. I think it's a natural, you know, really pretty color. And, you know, I could talk about makeup all day long.
What are some of your other makeups? I know we have to go, but what are some of your other tips?
So I do a lot of blending with makeup. I like Tilbury makeup a lot. Charlotte Tilbury, her stuff is good. I like anything that's got blend. I like anything that, you know, it's got a glow. And there's a product and it's got an unusual name, but I have to get this to you so you can get it to your viewers. It's a product that I've been using. I almost want to run and get it. It's a product that I've been using that I put on my face after I wash it. And it is incredible. It really does make my skin really nice. It's almost like a toner. So I think if you find like
it's not
Biologique
Recherche, right? P50 1970.
Yes.
Kellyanne, that's why we're best friends.
Oh my God.
That's why we're best friends. It does work. I'm going to send you an alternative in about 3 or 4 months that I think you want to try as well. It does really, really work. It's a great exfoliant toner.
Yes. I'm like, how is this on my cotton? I've washed my face 3 times. What is it? I mean, it really is good. So I do that. And you know, you're going to laugh. I still like, this is so old school. I'm going to get thrown out, but I still like La Mer. I don't care. I know it's supposed to be Vaseline and crap and all this stuff, but I am telling you, I still like it. So I have, you know, I still find some value in that too.
Listen, it can be old school. It can be new school. Someone just pulled out a Mario Badescu pimple. I'm like, I remember going as a model, the Upper East Side. Actually, it was either the Upper East Side it was the Upper East Side. God, I thought I was like, I had gone to heaven. All right. We always do a little rapid fire on lipstick on the rim. Texting or talking on the phone?
Texting.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
8.
I love it. What you live in New York, you don't drive. Okay. What's your ideal outside temperature?
Oh gosh, 85.
Can you touch your toes without bending your legs?
I can.
Would you watch a movie at the movie theater alone?
Oh, absolutely. I live in New York, yeah.
From 1 to 10, 10 being on fire and 1 being ice, how hot do you like your shower water?
10. 10, 10, 10.
10, me too, 10. My husband hates taking a shower with me. It's like your side, we have like a double shower. I like burning my skin, basically. Okay, would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Oh God, that's the one stumper you gave me. I have to tell you though, I love talking to women and finding, you know, learning about their lives. And so I would have to say learn every language.
What's your favorite cocktail?
Oh, okay. So I love to muddle. So I take cucumber and I take mint and I take ginger, muddle that sucker. Muddle it up and put Chopin or Ciroc. I don't care which one, but like that's like one's made from potato, the other's made from grape. There's no grains in it. You wake up, no hangover, no puffiness, no under eye bags, nothing. So muddle with Chopin or Ciroc, and I throw a little bit of, you know, sparkling water in there.
What's your favorite food? I think I know it's bone broth.
Well, I love bone broth, but if you're asking me, like, often, like I'm Italian, so like when they came out with grain-free pasta, I did massive backflips. I love pasta.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is when I'm standing in front of someone and they're on the phone. When you're waiting in line somewhere, they get better service than you. They get better service than you.
Are you a coffee person or a tea person?
Tea. I do matcha.
I love that. If you could tell your 10-year-old self, Kellyanne, something and give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Have boundaries. Don't let anybody dim your light. You got to protect your light. Your light, you know, you are one of those people, Molly, you were born with it too. Have such an extraordinary light inside of you. You got to protect that light. And when you don't have boundaries, you let it out. You let that light out and you got to protect it. So have boundaries.
I know. I have the hardest time with boundaries. You're amazing. I love your book. You guys, she has 2 books out. She has The Clean and Reset, which is so good. It's grain and dairy-free, paleo and keto-friendly. And she gives you a little bit of a reset program. And she also has The Bone Broth Diet, how to lose up to 15 pounds and 4 inches in 21 days. You talk about your recipe, Beyond Botox Soup. Will you just quickly tell me 2 minutes about it?
Yeah. So Beyond Botox is basically a basic stock of broth. So that's the base of the soup is bone broth. And then there's just a whole lot of skin building vegetables in there. There's things like kale and collard green and cabbage, so good for the skin. And you also, I would throw some watercress in there, which is really good. It's a natural diuretic. You can even throw that in on top of the recipe, which helps to bloat you even more. But all of these good greens in bone broth, I have that. I'm telling you, I chop so many different, like nothing. It takes 2 seconds. Like, don't put your head in it. Don't get your head in it. Just take stuff, chop it, break it with your hands, throw it in the pot, let it simmer. And there is your beauty right there. There is beauty. It's true, unadulterated beauty.
Kellyanne, you are amazing. Kellyanne, you can get her products at drkellyanne.com. Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. Am I saying it right? Petrucci?
Petrucci.
You sound much better than me. As mentioned, all the products in our episodes can be found on mollysims.com. Kellyanne, you're just like a wealth. Like, really, I mean, you're awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. Let me know when you want to like hang out or do part two or whatever.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.